You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by my business partner, Matthew Peck. Our third partner, Keith Ellis, is unavailable today, so Matt and I will do our best to bring you some good content here as it relates to a few different things. Number one, we want to talk mostly on this show about what the reopening of Massachusetts and the economy might look like, and specifically what we're doing at SHP Financial as we welcome back clients and folks from our radio shows like yourself that may want to come in for face-to-face at some point. And what we're doing as precautions in our offices across Massachusetts, we're going to get into that. And we're also going to get into really what type of investor are you, right? And, you know, some of you are, maybe just like, you know, you own a couple different CDs at the bank and maybe you bought an annuity off someone and you do the rest yourself. And then some of you say, I like to have a financial planner that, you know, manages my money for me and I like having that in place. And that's kind of like another level. And then for what we do, for the clients that we serve, that's for more people who really want to make sure all their I's are dotted, T's are crossed, meaning like this is where the retirement roadmap comes in. And that's having a plan that looks at all areas. So yeah, it's having someone manage your money. That's part of the investment world. It's having a team that can manage your money and look at it ongoing to make appropriate changes, rebalances, and so forth. But that's just one little piece of the puzzle. It's also income planning, Social Security maximization, pension decisions. What are your expenses? Do you have income to cover that? It's tax planning and tax decisions. It's having CPAs on board and available to our clients. It's healthcare, Medicare decisions, long-term care, and finally estate planning and legacy, where we use attorneys in that realm. So Matt, I'm sorry to delay the introduction here, because I do have Matt on the show with us as well. But I think the most important thing, Matt, that we want to get into is, you know, I think what we do might be a little bit different than the average company. And I'm not saying it's better, because some people might not want all that. But that's, if you don't want all of, you know, a full plan that's looked at all times, I's dotted, T's crossed, I would say we're probably not the right fit. Would you agree?
No, absolutely. I mean, I just think it's funny. You know, I was having this conversation with a gentleman the other day who had taken part in one of our webinars, you know, that we're just pushing out the content as much as we can to keep people informed during this very anxious time, and plus very sort of, I wouldn't say boring, but, you know, we have more time on our hands than we had before as we can't go out to restaurants and whatnot. And, I was having this conversation about how, you know, the value that we provide is sometimes you can't really see it at first, you know, but only through time, you know, after, because think about the whole planning process itself, Derek. I mean, think about how much time you spend on each individual client and how deep of a dive you go into each of those areas, you know, whether it's the income plan where you're going through their budget and you're saying, okay, do we really need this budget? Do we not, you know, do we really need to spend this? Do we not need to spend this? All their different income sources, you know, such as pensions and Social Security and what options to take there. The impact of inflation, the impact of a loss of a spouse. I mean, there's so much this one little area, income plan, and we haven't gotten to investments and taxes and healthcare planning and legacy planning, which are just as sort of intense and just as time consuming. So it's like, yeah, we want to dedicate our lives. I mean, yeah, we're in business, and yes, we have families to feed, and we obviously want to succeed. But we want our clients to succeed, and we want that nice match for someone that's looking for that type of deep dive, that type of true comprehensive plan. Make sure, you know, leave no stone unturned. Don't want to miss out any opportunities, because, you know, how many people miss an opportunity and don't even know that they have because they haven't spent the time or no one's working on their behalf.
Well, Matt, I think the misconception is that's going to cost a lot, all right? And the thing is, it does cost money to work with us. You know, our fees, we have certain minimums in place, right, for our clients. And I think that helps, because we can't do, if someone has, you know, $10 in the bank, it's not any slight to them or anything like that. You can't do this type of planning unless you have a certain amount of assets. And our minimum as a firm is $250,000. And the partners, if we take on a new client, it's usually $1 million plus. And again, it sounds almost like arrogant saying that, but the reason we do that is, you know, myself, Keith, and Matt have been doing this since 2003. So we don't take on as many new clients ourselves anymore like we used to, but we do here and there. And in the $1 million minimum that we talked about is really to make sure that there's so much that goes involved, that's involved in the plan, that if you have assets in that realm, you might be able to get a little bit better service. You might be able to get, you know, a lot more than just a portfolio. And I had a conversation with a client, Matt, the other day. We were doing some tax planning scenarios. We were talking with a CPA and looking at converting. We found a specific period of time where we were going to convert some pre-tax money from IRA and 401ks that him and his wife had to Roth IRAs. And just, you know, everyone, you know, basically you pay the taxes now instead of paying them later. Well, when we factored, I mean, without getting specific on the numbers, the tax potential, I'd say, because everyone's situation is different, but the potential tax savings were phenomenal. And we were joking around, like, you know, if you just look at that one little piece of the puzzle, right? Let's say his fee was going to be 0.85%, less than 1% in that scenario. If you look at that one piece of the puzzle, Matt, yeah, you're paying, the downside I told him is you're paying us a fee, right? You have to pay us a fee to handle this. But just in that one tax savings arena, the way we project it, that might pay our fee for the next 30 years and for the next generation, just in that one area. Not to mention, for the fee, you're also getting someone to manage your portfolio, to help you decide when to take Social Security, to coordinate your estate plan, to make sure all your beneficiaries' ownerships are tied with your financial plan, to make sure you have a plan for Medicare, supplemental plans, and the list goes on and on. There's probably 40 or 50 things we do, Matt, on an annual basis. And the reason I mention this is because our clients really like to rely on us, and you know this, Matt, to deal with the entire roadmap, right? They want to make sure that they're not leaving any stone unturned. And so again, that might not be a right fit for you if you're listening. You know what I mean?
No, and that's what I was saying. It just takes time. I mean, we talk about the people. Yeah, if you're just looking for a mutual fund or someone to watch your money go up and down, you know, on a daily basis, yeah, that's not us. I mean, we're going to dedicate time, and that's why we can't be all things to all people.
Correct.
But for people that are looking for that sort of that commitment, then there's some potential there.
Yeah, if you fall into that boat where you're like, you know what, I do want to make sure I don't want to miss something. I've saved up a good amount of money. We've worked hard. I don't want to miss some tax opportunity. I don't want to miss the ability or a big downturn in the market that's going to throw me off. I want to have all these things looked at under one plan today and ongoing. And that's what the SHP Financial team does. We started our company back in 2003. Like I said, we don't take on everyone. You know, because it has to be the right fit, just like it has to be the right fit for you listening. But if you're serious and you really want to take it to the next level and at least have a conversation to see what it would look like, no commitment, there's no money exchanged in this first meeting. I think it makes sense to at least book a first meeting, either face-to-face, which we'll be talking about next segment, or if you wanted to still do a Zoom or a phone call to start, that's fine too. But get your questions answered. See what a retirement roadmap would look like in your situation. The number to call to book this visit is 800-227-7000. 800-227-7777. Again, the number is 800-227-7777. After the break, we're going to talk about what the reopening of our offices is looking like, whereas we take on clients and folks like yourself who want to come in, how we're protecting you, what that's going to look like. We'll be right back to discuss in just a minute.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Myself, Derek Gregoire, and Matthew Peck are back. In today's show, we're going to get into next segment. Really, when you come in for a visit to sit down with us, what a first appointment looks like, right? Whether it's on the phone or in face-to-face, which we're going to be talking about shortly as well. What does that look like? I know it can be an intimidating thing to sit with a financial planner, but we're going to share with you how we run our first visits, what type of questions that we ask, so that it can help better prepare you for that meeting when you come in. And so with that being said, we went on, myself and Matt, every couple of days, we'll do like a Facebook Live as a company just to communicate with our clients and other folks on what's happening in the financial world, what's happening with the markets. And what we're focusing on this segment is what's happening with the reopening of Massachusetts as well as SHP Financial. So Matt, as we've been working, you know, with a 30-person team working mostly remote, and, you know, I will have to say we're lucky where it's gone as, I think, as good as we could have expected.
No, and that's the thing, too. I mean, waiting for the sort of the reopening that happened, you know, earlier on, we wanted to know as, and why I kind of wanted to use, you know, today's show to really talk about it is just the importance on so many levels or how it's impacted us on so many levels. I mean, as you were saying, Derek, our staff, you know, so first I was, you know, eagerly anticipating the reopening from Governor Baker as a business owner. I mean, we have, you know, 30 staff, you know, split between three different offices, you know, primarily in down in Plymouth on the water there, but, you know, a good chunk in Woburn and then, you know, Kelly and the team down in Hyannis. And so, you know, we had to, you know, parse through all these details as business owners to see what it means for our offices when we can fully kind of get back up and running as much as possible. But then also as a parent, I mean, you know, there was details in there as, okay, when can you have sort of friends over, you know, and when, you know, I know your kids are going crazy, my kids are going crazy, you know, they need their friends and peers to play sports with, and youth sports, when's that going to be, in summer camps? And, yeah. And so, I mean, just as you know, or just as a human being, you know, I'm sure you and Kylene like to go out for dinner, you know, and just have a nice adult time there. And, you know, Diana and I are the same. So it's like, you know, I couldn't wait for this report to come out because it was on so many different levels. I had to find out what is the next steps. I mean, how do we leave that lockdown that's been, you know, 2-3 months? It's, you know, however long it's officially been, but it seems like forever. But, you know, for at least 2 months.
It is strange too. Like even like we've had some good weather as of late. So to be getting out and about is, you know, obviously getting on a boat is different than it was a while ago, but we'll go to like, you know, get takeout or go walk down at the beach somewhere with the family, and just an eerie feeling with everyone having masks on, you know what I mean? So it's better than not doing anything, obviously. But it's still a strange and eerie feeling when you're out there and everyone has masks on. It's like, you know, it feels like a movie.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, and I think too, that's why, you know, next segment we'll talk about kind of what the new normal is, you know, here at SHP and kind of what, you know, how we're handling it as a business and to open our doors back up as every business is doing what they need to do, and masks are going to be part of it. You know, what one thing that hasn't changed in all these different phases is that masks and washing your hands and socially distancing is still going to be a part of our lives for the foreseeable future, or at least until better treatment and or a vaccine is created. And then, you know, similar idea, it's like, you know, they're still discouraging travel. They're still discouraging, you know, hotels right now are only open to sort of essential workers. They're still saying you shouldn't have shouldn't gather in groups of more than 10 people. I mean, even though, yes, we are reopening, certain things really haven't changed. And as you were saying, Derek, with the masks, you know, that's certainly one of them.
Well, man, I was going to say next segment, we're going to really share a little even more details in terms of what an actual appointment looks like. But if we can start this segment by sharing, you know, some of the precautions we're taking at SHP for everyone that's listening.
Yeah. So what we're doing too is that, you know, it's funny. I came in today, recording from the office today, and you know, and there in front, the first thing you see is a number of, you know, sort of masks that if you don't have your own, that's the first thing you're going to see as you walk in, as well as hand sanitizer. Yeah. And then another thing that we have, you know, following the guidelines is that we're spacing out our appointments as well. I mean, you remember, Derek, back in the day, we would have appointment after appointment, and you know, one client would come in and another client would come right back, right on their heels.
Exactly.
And that's no longer the case, where, you know, each, you know, both, you know, almost like both the person and the room itself is going to be fully disinfected, where everything is going to get wiped down in between. So the mouse and the keyboard and the chairs and the table, you know, is all going to get completely wiped down. So that, you know, after each sort of meeting, it's almost going to be like a doctor's office in the sense of the type of sort of antiseptic and, you know, all the type of, you know, Clorox bleach wipes that we're going to be doing, you know, at that point.
We're not going to have that white paper that goes over the seat, are we, that you tear off?
Hopefully it doesn't get to that level, but.
I went to my chiropractor the other day, and they do it. I hadn't gone at all in a while, but my back was a little tweaked. But they do such a good job that I joked around. The chiropractor is actually a client and friend of mine. And I was like, it literally smells like a Clorox bottle in here. Like it to the nth degree. I was like, I don't think you could possibly get sick in here. I don't think it's a possibility. It's like everything's been disinfected, you know? So they're very diligent as well, because they're considered essential, but they're obviously wiping everything down, white paper, you know, don't touch anything. So it's good to see, you know, obviously I like to see businesses slowly reopen if people can do it the right way and be smart about it.
Right. No, and to that point, I mean, and that's why, you know, we kind of want to share a little bit of details of what we were doing, you know, here at SHP. But what it all boils down to is that we want everyone that walks through that door to feel comfortable. You know, if it takes, you know, reeking of Clorox, we'll do it. You know what I mean? It's like, we want everyone to feel comfortable because, you know, as we were saying on the first segment, and as we'll go into, and as we say every day, I mean, we just think it's so important for people to have a good financial plan, a comprehensive financial plan. And some people, I mean, yeah, well, we're still open to the Zoom, we're still doing that. But a lot of people still want to meet face to face. And so if you have been reluctant to do so, you don't need to anymore based on where we are scientifically with the testing and everything else like that, and all the precautions we're taking, we're going to do everything we possibly can to make you feel comfortable.
And Matt, we'll get into this next segment, but we had done a study about, like, you know, planning versus no planning, and how, you know, you can slowly drift away from your goal if you're not focusing on it. And just like, if you are focusing on it, you can get a lot closer to your goal. But right now, right now is the time to take action and within your financial plan, right? Every day you wait, every month you wait, things change. And sometimes you can't recover from certain decisions, whether it's tax related, financial planning related, market related. So we want to make sure if you are already at the point where you want to make sure you're getting a second opinion, you want to come into our offices, we are making that available. And like Matt said, we're going to make sure that you're as comfortable as you possibly can be, given the situation that we're in. So give us a call. We can still do a Zoom meeting if you feel more comfortable, but let's get a meeting or some sort of visit on the calendar for you. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to share with you, when you come in for this visit, we know what it looks like from an office and sanitary standpoint, but what does it look like? What type of questions do we ask? And why is it important to get a roadmap over just having a portfolio? We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so this segment is all about what that first meeting looks like. But before we do so, I think Matt and I were talking off air. We had, and obviously this is a lot easier to see and visualize rather than hear. But if you picture like two circles, right? A circle on the left and a circle on the right. And the circle on the left is where you are now. And the circle on the right is where you're going in the future. Like your goals and how you're going to get there. Right. And, whether it's retirement, whether it's getting through retirement, it's basically where you are now to your end result. And, you know, you can almost, there's all these different ways your plan could go. It could go ideal, which is the best scenario. It could go okay. It could go poorly, or it could be a catastrophe and things could go really bad. And just like, if you look at a portfolio, Matt, let's say someone has a 401k and they don't really rebalance it. They don't really look at it. They just bought something 20 years ago. Well, what happens is that portfolio starts drifting, right? And when we say drifting, it means what your initial goal was when you have that portfolio 20 years ago. Number one, maybe your goals change. But number two, let's say you were a moderate investor. And then as you get older, let's say you never rebalanced it. Well, the stocks have done a lot better than the bonds most likely over that period of time. So what was maybe a 60-40 portfolio, maybe now is like a 80-20, right? And so, and when it comes to your plan, if you're not planning financially, if you're not looking at every single angle of your plan, which is what we do here at SHP Financial as part of our, what we're known for is the retirement roadmap, then things can start drifting your plan. So instead of getting the ideal plan that you deserve and that you want, picture kind of like just not paying attention to taxes, not paying attention to the market, or not reducing the volatility. Well, what happens, Matt, if you think of like that line could go downward, and it could, instead of becoming a good solid retirement, sometimes, and when this is why we want to make sure we do what we do, is if you're not paying attention to it, sometimes it can slowly drift downward and not be as ideal as it could be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think another way of putting it too, Derek, you know, without having the beauty of the whiteboard in front of us, is just, yeah. I think most people would, you know, are familiar with the whole idea of a snowball effect. You know, yeah. That as things start to, you know, as that little sort of flake of snow rolls down the hill, it picks up more snow, which then picks up momentum, and it has a life and a momentum and a direction all of its own.
Correct.
And, you know, it's to your point about whether it's the rebalancing, you know, on a portfolio, or whether it's not taking advantage of different opportunities, you can have a momentum and a snowball effect that's taking you down, that's taking you in a negative direction that is less than ideal, and is you know, steering you as it continues to get worse and worse and worse and sort of spirals down. And now I'm being a little dramatic here, but you get the point when it comes to financially, that it's gonna have a life all of its own, and it's gonna veer you in a direction that you never wanted to go, because you never sort of fixed some of these problems that you first had financially, of course, you know, back 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, it's like having like a garden, Matt, and you pick, you know, if you pick a weed, you know, a couple weeds a year as they come up, as opposed to waiting 10 years and it becomes past the point of no return, right? So think of SHP Financial, we're always trying to pick the weeds before it becomes a problem. And what I mean by that is, and this is where we talked about this a little bit in the first segment, Matt, but if you're just looking for like a basic someone to, you know, pay money to watch your money go up and down, we're probably not the right firm. If you just want to buy an annuity and do everything else myself, or buy a CD at the bank, probably not the right firm. If you want a team that's behind you and you're still a big part of the team, it's your money, but having like that CFO, you know, the chief investment officer of your plan, basically, that can look at all things holistically, not just an investments, not just a portfolio, which is one big part of what we do. We manage our clients' portfolios, but it's all those things that come up. Like, all right, the weed pops up of what to do with Social Security. How do we take that? And we address it. We run all the scenarios. Here's the best way to do that. And then all of a sudden the Secure Act comes up. Taxes are changing. We're in a tax environment. We might be able to do some things now. So we pull those weeds. We get those out of the way, so that doesn't become a distraction or problem. down the road, right? And Matt, the list goes on and on, and then you'll probably go through 40 or 50 things from Medicare, Medicare supplements, reducing volatility, rebalancing portfolios, RMDs. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But hopefully we're doing a good job of explaining really the process of right now. You're probably as close to, you know, the further you go, the further you drift. And right now, if you take action, and Matt, this is what I'm trying to say, if you take action, I bet not everyone, we can't guarantee everyone's in this situation, but most of you are closer to the ideal spot now than maybe where you will be in 5, 10, 15 years if you don't take the proper action. I'm probably not explaining it the best way I can, but.
Yeah, well, and that's what's, and let me just kind of go back to the whole snowball and momentum. It's like, look, if we are heading in a less than ideal situation, now our retirement is not what we initially imagined, you know, it's, especially now, let's say a pandemic is not something that's going to, is not going to help. If you were trending downwards, then something like this or what's happening right now is not going to help. And the sooner, as you were saying, Derek, the sooner you take action, the better, because all the areas that you were just talking about, whether it's, health insurance and Medicare planning or tax planning and or Social Security on the income side of it, or looking at investments. I mean, those are all things that can stop the momentum in the bad direction or trending downwards and now more steer you in the proper or the right direction, because now you get to stack on top of those things. And now that same momentum, let's say Roth conversions, right? Where now we've created more tax-free dollars by buying out Uncle Sam, and I know I'm kind of breezing through it, but now let's say we have more tax-free dollars because we did more proactive tax planning, and when implemented properly, we now have interest that's earning on top of interest. And we're not paying taxes on those dollars because it's in that Roth area, that Roth sort of shell. Sure. And so that's a perfect example of now that's trending upwards. Now that has a life of its own that is now steering us in a positive direction. And when you stack that type of tax planning on top of, let's say portfolio rebalancing and making sure that you're, keeping a good watch on your assets, now that's all steering you in the right direction. And that also has a compound effect going in the positive way. And it, as you were saying too, it's like, you don't want to wait until the very end to realize that, oh yeah, I guess all those things did turn out to be true. You really want to take action sooner rather than later, because now is the best time you can fix it and start heading in the right direction if necessary.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, if you look at Matt, the questions that we ask folks when they come in, we don't expect you to know everything about what your exact expenses are. Some of you might, and some of you might need help figuring that out. But what we do is we ask you simple questions, but really getting you thinking of you need $100,000 a year to live, but why? What are you doing with that? Then we really hear what your goals are. We want to travel, hopefully, when this is over. We want to, spend time with our grandkids. We want to help our kids while we're alive. We want to golf or do whatever it is you want to do. Everyone's different. But that's what we really try to get down to. And so we ask questions from what your basic Social Security income will be. What do you have a pension? What your assets look like? We ask questions around taxes and the tax buildout of your accounts. We ask questions on estate planning, healthcare coverage, healthcare planning. And so you see the whole real thing we're getting to here is our retirement roadmap is, it looks at all areas of retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare. I might have said the same thing twice, but income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all under one plan holistically, right? And all of them are tied together in a plan that's designed for you. And I think that's what I mentioned earlier, Matt. Right now is the best time to start uncovering this so you don't drift away too far and drift where it becomes too late to fix it. And so we urge you to come in for an initial visit, hopefully in person or at least through a Zoom call or through a phone call, but get started on your retirement roadmap. If you're listening and I want a CD at the bank and a little portfolio, we're not the right fit. If you want someone to, sell you an annuity and put you in a portfolio and charge you to watch your money go up and down, and that's the only planning you're getting, we're not the right fit there. But if you want to make sure you have a plan that covers all these individual areas of retirement, you have a team backing you up. I mean, there's 30 of us here at SHP roughly. And we work as a team for our clients that are backing you up, have your best interests, and can give you advice in all different areas of the market, decisions on Social Security, when to convert to Roth, if it makes sense, estate planning, healthcare. If you want all your I's dotted and T's crossed, that's who we're the right fit for. And if you want to come in for a visit, give us a call right now. We have about 10 to 15 spaces over the next couple of weeks as we open up our offices and the economy opens up. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can go to shpfinancial.com. We'll be right back with our weekly market report right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
All right, so last segment, we were talking about the importance of what does it mean to come in for a visit? What's different about SHP that may be something you're looking for? Maybe it may push you away from us, right? And, you know, sometimes, like I said, for the clients that we serve, we feel like we've make a big impact on their lives and their situation. And we're really proud of that. But again, we serve a specific type of client that really wants to have a plan that kind of looks at all areas of retirement, not just a portfolio. Yes, we manage our clients' portfolios, but that's just one piece of the puzzle. And I think every week we do have our weekly market report as part of our radio show segment. And that's where we are right now, where my partner Matt, who's on this call, is a CFP, SEMA, all those designations that you want in a good portfolio management team. But really, in this segment, we're going to share when it comes to investment planning, which is one world of our five worlds of money when it comes to financial planning in the SHP roadmap. In the investment world, we do have specific questions that when you come in, this is something you should think about right now. I know Matt's going to get into this. There's some specific questions that we ask that really get folks thinking of, hey, maybe I thought I was one way, but when I look at it and you ask me that question, maybe I'm not that way. What does that all mean, Matt?
Yeah, because I mean, one of the tastes change, Derek. You know, when we talk about investment planning, it's certainly not one size fits all because everyone's at different stages in their lives and everyone has different needs and goals at that time. And certainly you add on top of course, that different risk tolerance. You know, to kind of talk about the recent pandemic and the sort of sudden bear market that we're all sort of experiencing or have experienced, is it does give you a reminder that forget about the reason behind it. You know, this was a global pandemic and, you know, I mean, it was historical in its own sense. But when that happened, how were you feeling? You know, did you just say, hey, it came back, it's going to eventually come back, I'm okay? Or were you highly stressed? And if you were highly stressed, then all right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, okay, was it because of the fact that, you know, you now suddenly didn't have money that you thought you did? How was it impacting your income? Or your retirement? You know, it's things along those lines of knowing what your risk is, because these events are going to happen again. You know, maybe it's another pandemic, maybe it's another financial crisis, maybe it's this, maybe it's just your run-of-the-mill recession. You know, bear markets do happen. So we begin the process by really understanding what risk means to the client And then we flip it over into the reward. I mean, how much risk do you want to take right now? And what reward are you willing are you after as well? And so, you know, because, you know, Derek, we talk about that great line a lot from Warren Buffett, you know, the sense of why risk what you have for something you don't need.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing, Matt. we've been doing this, as you know, since 2003 when we started the firm. And I was interning in 2001 and for a big company. In 2002, 2003, those are kind of some rough years, and then in the market. And then 2008, we were obviously in business, and then obviously this recent pandemic. So those are some of the big drops we've seen. We've seen other ones as well. But I've come to realize, maybe it's only our clients, Matt, and that could be the case, because the way our clients feel for the most part is they are much more willing and they're okay giving up a little bit of the upside or some of the upside, right, to have a little bit more cushion on the downside. Meaning, like, we joke around all the time for years and years and years with our clients, I'd much rather you be mad at me because the market's up 25 and you're only up 17% than to be mad when it's down 40% and so are you. And so I find, again, the thrill of a good year in the market is nice, but it's not when you factor in the alternative of having a ton of upside is having a ton of downside. If you have a ton of upside, then that means you can probably lose a lot as well. And the fear and the mental just life-changing event of losing 30, 40% of your portfolio, especially if you're close to or near retirement, yeah, it should recover. But if you need that money in the next few years and you watch that happen, that's devastating, right? So I think, Matt, one of the questions we always ask is, what's the most you can lose in a given year? What's the most you're willing to take? And actually assign a dollar amount. So if you're listening right now and you have $1 million, without being super nervous, what's an amount you can lose and feel comfortable about? And some of you might be 100,000, some of you might be zero, some of you might be 300,000 or more. But that's, and I think, Matt, you just to piggyback on what I said, I'm sure, just because we deal with, you know, many clients at SHP, was that the same feeling that you received? Like, hey, last year in 2019, when our clients got a really good return, it might not have been 30% like the market, depending on the client. You know, might have been below what the market did in 2019, right? But then in 2020, through the pandemic, depending on the client, if they had a little bit less upside, chances are they had a lot more downside protection.
Well, absolutely, Derek. And I think it goes back to kind of who we are as a company. You know, it's like, yes, we provide this comprehensive financial plan that we're talking about, you know, all show. And when it comes to our investment part, you know, philosophy, it's just that we really want to control volatility. We don't want people all over the map when it comes to their rate of returns. We just want to hit more singles and doubles. You know, it's not about home runs anymore. Correct. It's about just consistent returns and making sure that we're, you know, that your income plan's established so the investments are not, you're not relying on your investments for income. And then just to return to the other thing I mentioned, it's about risk reward. I mean, if you've already reached the finish line, like why would you take on all this risk at this time? Now, for some of our clients that are really looking to grow their assets for their next generation and for the legacy purpose, okay, that's a different story. But if we're just focusing on retirement, we want to make sure, again, you're getting consistent returns, managing volatility, using all the tools in the toolbox, you know, to get us there so that you have a nice, exciting retirement with a nice, boring portfolio, which in turn leads to a little bit more of an enjoyable retirement.
Well, and Matt, you're exactly right. And what you mentioned earlier, you're dead on in terms of, like, some people, if you have enough where you've won the retirement game, why are you still taking the chances you are? But then it makes me think, maybe some folks listening don't know if they have enough, and they think they're having to get to a certain number and they have to take certain chances. If you're not sure, if you don't know, if you want to know if you have enough where you can pull back the reins a little bit and take less risk, give us a call. That's what we do with these meetings. We look at, analyze your portfolio and your plan to see if we can help. And again, if we can take some risk off the table and you're still going to be fine, I advise that, you know, almost in all scenarios. So give us a call, 800 800-227-7777. We'll schedule a no obligation review. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can go to our website at shpfinancial.com. We'll be right back with our retirement roadmap recap right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. The news of the day sounds bleak. Schools are canceled, travel plans have been canceled, sports are canceled. But good news, your retirement has not been canceled. At SHP Financial, we're focused on the big picture and don't engage in fear-based decision-making. We know this too shall pass, and the future will hold tremendous opportunity. If you're unsure about the safety of your retirement income or exposure to market volatility, you must take action today. Start by watching our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On, available now by registering at shpworkshops.com. We'll explain what's happening in the financial world and discuss strategies you can put in place to help your portfolio weather this storm. Don't make decisions based on fear and misinformation. It's time to be confident in your financial team and retirement strategy. Register for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com and start watching now. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, we talked about the reopening of Massachusetts, the reopening of the SHP offices, how we're slowly doing that and how the precautions that we're taking. But as we do every single show, we want to leave you with our top couple takeaways. If you missed today's show, however you listen to your podcasts, just go to that site and type in SHP Financial and you can subscribe to our podcasts, listen to this show and all of our past shows and even our Facebook Live segments that are very specific on things like Social Security planning or tax strategies. So again, that's however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial and you can find us and listen to us on the go. All right, Matt. So what was your big takeaway from today's show that we want to leave all the listeners with?
Well, I just want to go back to the fact that we are now, due to Governor Baker's reopening phase, that our offices are now open for face-to-face meetings. And so we are taking every single precaution per all of the state guidelines, you know, which includes the wiping down of all the different sort of chairs and mice and computer mice and keyboards and all that other stuff as well, masks, hand sanitizers, things along those lines. So we're taking all those steps, but what it all means is that we're going to do everything we can so that you feel comfortable. So that when you come into the doors, whether it's in our Plymouth office, our Woburn office, our Hyannis office, we are going to make sure that you feel comfortable coming in. Because, I think one of the tragic aspects of this whole lockdown that's happened is that you've heard about people kind of pushing off their cancer treatments and their heart attacks and strokes. And by no means is health, as important as, or there's no means financial stuff as important as health. But it does give you an idea that if people are putting that stuff off, they must be putting off the financial aspect. And we really want to let you know that we are open for business. We're going to do everything we can to make you comfortable. And just really, you really want to take an assessment of where you've been after all this pandemic has hit you, and love to see you in Plymouth, Woburn, or Hyannis.
Yeah, I think, Matt, a lot of times, as much as this has been a health issue, I think it's reminded people of, hey, what their portfolios maybe weren't what they should have been in, right? And maybe they didn't have an estate plan. And I know, some of our attorney colleagues have been slammed because people now, they saw their mortality, right? It's not, nothing's guaranteed. And you want to make sure you have everything in order. And so when it comes to financial planning, as I mentioned, our retirement roadmap is different. We're SHP is a different firm than many firms out there in the type of planning that we do. And we're not saying we're better, we're just different. And so you have to decide if we're a good fit for you. And that's what that first meeting is there to decide, because there's so many questions that you probably have within your own plan. And some of you out there might not need the full in-depth planning that we do. Some of you might just want someone to, like I said, pick a, go to the bank and get a CD and do your, and your banking has all your money. Not the right fit for SHP. Some of you might just want to pay someone to manage your money up and watch it up, go up and down, but that's the only advice that you're getting. We can help you with that, but not ideally the perfect fit with SHP. But for someone who wants a retirement roadmap that literally looks at, yes, we manage your portfolio. Yes, we manage your money. Yes, but on top of that, we build you a specific income plan that involves all kinds of different things, from Social Security maximization to pension options, figuring out your expenses. Then we build you an investment strategy. As Matt mentioned, we try to keep it on the lower volatility side because we don't want you to take big risks at this stage of the game. Then we go to taxes. What are some ways we can potentially save on taxes? All the different ways, whether it's tax harvesting, Roth conversions, insurance planning, the list goes on and on. Then healthcare. Well, how do you get on Medicare? What does Medicare supplements look like? What are my options there? What about long-term care? Finally, estate planning. What does an estate plan look like? What documents do we need to have? How is it tied to my financial plan? For those of you who want true planning that looks at all areas, like I mentioned, that's who we're the best fit for, and that's also what makes us different. So if that sounds like you, we're not sure if we're the right fit, but what I can tell you is we'll do an initial call or a face-to-face meeting in Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Hyannis, or Braintree. So call right now. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2003. We want to help you in any way we can. Number is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. You can also go to shpfinancial.com, get a ton of information, and book a visit there. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for your support, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.